changing your mindset to the reality of Christ. You see, the Bible made us to understand that Christianity is not just... See, I don't have to say, let me just tell you, Christianity is an attitude. Christianity is an attitude. It's a certain mindset. It's something most people don't understand. You see, Christianity is not a title. Christianity can also be called a behavior. Have you ever heard something like, this man behaves like a Christian? Are you a Christian? For someone to say, are you a Christian, in a polite manner, means that there's an attribute, there's a certain mindset that you just exhibited, that prompts the person to ask you, are you a Christian? I don't know if someone is, are you getting my point? But first of all, before we talk about mindset, see, one of the reasons why most Christians are not operating in their function. Do you know that if you are an intercessor, in your DNA it is written intercessor? Do you know that if you are an evangelist, in your DNA it is written an evangelist? Do you know that if you are an apostle, in your DNA it is written an apostle? The reason why I use DNA is because it's something that is easier for us to understand. Normally I would have called it the anointing that you have received. Because in our anointing, the names of our functionality is written in those anointing. Have you ever wondered why a man of God will enter a crusade and why he's ministering? He's not laying hand on people, people are falling under the power. It's called the kingly anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christianity is not about praying, but it's part of praying, but it's not about praying. Because religions, Muslims and everybody prays. Christianity is not about doing good. People that practice witchcraft also do good sometimes. But they are good in the eyes of God is evil. Because they can never give you anything without taking something from you. Christianity is not about looking good. Some people that are not Christian look good. Christianity is a certain mindset. Is a certain behavior. Christianity is the life of Christ finding expression in a body or in a man or in a woman. Christianity is not because you have a Christian name. It's deeper than that. Our anointing does not come on our body. Our anointing is soaked on our bones. Soaked in our bones. Our anointing is part of our forming. Man of God, how did you know? The Bible made it very clear that when Elisha died, they throwed a dead body. And when the body touched the bone of Elisha, the man resurrected. So even when Elisha is dead, the bone still contained the anointing. And the anointing Elisha carries, the anointing that maketh something alive. Because the dead man never prayed any prayer. So that is the reason why a man of God might not pray a prayer. But an encounter with the anointing of that man of God, you begin to get your answers and your results. We saw a dimension in the life of Peter. It was not Peter that told them, line people up, my shadow will raise the dead. No. It was they thought to themselves, because of the crowd that is following Peter. He said, let us bring the sick. This man is too anointed. Let us bring the sick and line them up, that even if his shadow may touch them, that they may be healed. And because they believed so, it was made possible. And I'm sure Peter himself did not know that his shadow was raising the dead. The woman with the issue of blood attributed and activated a dimension of God that only the touch of the hem of his garment, healing can take place. It was not Jesus that activated it. It was present with Jesus. When you are anointed, anything you touch is anointed. Is something happening in your life? What is mindset? An established set of attitude held by someone. An established set of attitude held by somebody. That means mindset is an attitude that cannot really be changed. Hello? 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 Mindset, when I say something is established, it means it has been settled. That this is it. Jesus has died. It is settled. He said it is finished. That means it is settled. It has been established that Jesus died and resurrected. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. It's either you believe it or you don't. And if you don't believe it, it does not change the fact that what happened has happened. Most Christians think that if I stop believing on the judgment day, God will show me mercy because I didn't believe. In the court of law, ignorance is not an excuse. Are we getting blessed? Now, that means that how you see things determines your mindset. How you see things determines the mindset you have. How many colors? How many white? Let me call this. Let's assume this is white. But we know it is not white. I don't know the color. Forgive me. Now, how many whites? What they call the shape? Can you make shape now, school? Is it pentagon? Pentagon? Hexagon? That thing he said, hexagon. How many did you see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that correct? Is everybody seeing 5? Now, in your eyes, it is a fine design, right? Now, one person will walk up here now and say, wow, I love the coloring. This is very, very fine. Another person will come here and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signifies grace. Wow, that is wonderful. What is the difference between the two of them? The mindset. The mindset. Because how you see things determines your mindset. So if someone walked in right now and is able to figure out that 5 signifies grace, it means that this person is also operating more, a little bit in the prophetic. Hello? The symbols you see, in fact, every symbol you see in the Bible signifies something. None is a coincidence. That's why there's no place in the Bible you say, and mistakenly, you not see that. Or coincidentally, you not see such word. Because everything written in the Bible was purposefully. There was a reason behind every writing. There was a reason behind every full stop. That is the reason why a believer can be reading the Bible and not have an understanding of what he's reading. And he will come out with a doctrine. The book of Luke 24 explained that your eyes can be opened to the scriptures. I pray that your eyes of understanding may be enlightened. It means that they know, but they didn't know enough to enlighten something, to bring out even more revelation from that thing. So the reason why some Christians are limited in their life is because their mindset has been touched. And that's why our brother, Apostle Paul, says something. He said, be not conformed by the things of this world, but be ye renewed, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mindset. What is your name, sir? Michael. What if I tell you your name is not Michael, your name is Chinedu? It will take time to believe that, but have your seat. Now, when you were a child, they will say, let us name him. Let us name him fast. If they don't name you and they are calling you Bobo, you might grow up believing that your name is what? Bobo. That's why your parents will say, stop calling him Bobo. Call him his real name so that he will answer his name. Then when you start answering your name, then they can tolerate any guy name. Or else, if you call him Michael, he won't answer. You call Bobo, sir. Some parents will say, don't worry, he doesn't like to be called Bobo. He likes to be called Baby. Call him Baby, he'll answer. Baby. He will grow up with his name, with the mindset that his name is Baby. Because whatever you hear constantly builds a mindset. Whatever you see constantly builds a mindset. So what is in charge of building your mindset? You can't think failure and expect to pass. God forbid. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how can you be thinking failure and expect to succeed? When you see a man that is anointed, you say, ah, that man is grace. But if you say it's grace, then that means God, that means you don't have your own grace now. That means when it comes to grace, God is now partial. The grace of God has saved you, but you must discipline yourself to grow in it. Jesus had all the ability to say, Father, I'm no longer dying for these people. I changed my mind. God will not call him a rebel. God will not insult him because he's equal with God. God cannot even utter, the Father, let me not say God. The Father cannot utter the word and say, you're a fool. Mm-mm. He has the same power, the same equal rights with the Father. But a time came, he said, if it is possible, then he remembered that it was possible. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but the will of the Father. The moment you become a Christian, or you enter into the Christianity realm, your thinking has to change. You have to start inheriting the mindset of Christ. Hello? Is this too deep? Follow me. If you can see the difference between someone that is poor and someone that is rich is very clear. It's not by appearance. That can also play a part. But have you ever seen some rich men that just wear silpas and short knickers and singlets? Yeah. But when you see them, you still know they are rich. Why? How? A poor man can wear silpas, wear short knicker, wear singlet. A rich man can wear silpas, short knicker and singlet. They will be walking. But the moment you look at them, you say, Kai, this one is richer than this one. What happened? The mindset. So even though the mindset is not being expressed physically, but when you look at that mindset, you will know. The reason why mechanics will not allow us to know madmen is of their mindset. They believe because you are a mechanic, you should be dirty. It's the mindset. It's what? The mindset. They don't even feel ashamed of walking like that on the road. It's what? The mindset. Have you seen those that dig soccer away or that help people and those where they pack sheets? You see them that the moment they come, they will dress well. They don't dress anyhow. They dress well, they come, and before you know, they spray some chemicals. They change to their work clothes. They go in. Before they go out, they change dress, and you won't even know that there's some. This man is only on the bush. You won't know. Why? They have a mindset. But a mechanic will just walk anyhow. He can come to a place that is so late and enter there. It's what? The mindset. The reason why certain Christians have certain problems in their lives is because the mindset they build around those things has limited their own ability over those things. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Mechanic is a wonderful job, please. I'm talking about some persons that their mindset is really messed up. Mindset is programmed by the way you think, by the way of your thinking. Mindset is programmed by the way of your thinking. Some persons will come to a place, the first thought they will have is that, some people can enter a church where the presence of God is. They will spend 2 hours testing the spirit. Then before they finally realize God is here, the church has closed. Then they now trek empty back home, or they now drive empty back home. Before you come to that church, you should have tested it at home. It's just like, for example, someone say, let me enter fire and know that he is born. Let me enter what? Fire. And know if he there born. He go born you, John. Thank you, Jesus. Mindset is programmed by the way we see things. So I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures here. God bless you. Whatever the mind sees, it accepts as its reality. Whatever your mind sees, it accepts it as its reality. That is why some person can come boldly and tell you, "Oga, for my family, nobody they make her." He's not speaking about himself. He's speaking about his whole family. He said, "For our family, nobody they make him. Any person who want make him, they fall. For our family, they get rising and falling." That's what they say. They are bold to confess it. And yet, in the realm of the spirit, that man might be, or that boy might be the key, or that woman might be the key, or that young lady might be the key holding the family. Some persons are key. Haven't you heard what Jesus told Peter? He said, "You are the rock." So in the realm of the spirit, Peter is a rock. And he's the rock to carry the foundation of what Jesus wants to do. He said, "Not even the gate of hell shall prevail it." That means what Jesus said, he sealed it physically and sealed it spiritually. Are you sure you're not the key to your family? Are you sure you're not the key? How will it be funny that when you get to Zion and God will say, you have been a very great servant of God. You say, "Yes, I prayed my best." God said, "No, it was not about prayer. You had the key, you had the padlock. You choose to lock yourself inside yourself." Because our mentality can trap us. Our mindset can trap us. You can be trapped by your mind. Look at Nigeria. There is no fence protecting Nigeria. But Nigeria cannot move out of Nigeria. Mind what? Set. Take a Nigerian man from Nigeria, take him to the United States, he will not piss on the road. Without him being told, he will know that it is wrong to piss on the road. But when he is in Nigeria, the mindset unlocks piss on the road. Why? Hello? Please focus. I need you to get the teaching. That's the most important thing. Why is it so? The mindset. How was his mindset built? Have you ever noticed that sometimes you want to do something, you look around, who is doing that same thing you are doing? When you see somebody doing it, you now do. That person triggered your mindset into doing that thing. The same way you go to American or Dublin or wherever, and you enter to the place, you want to urinate, you look around, nobody is urinating anywhere carelessly. You look again, nobody. You walk some mile, nobody. You be forced to touch up. "Please, where can I go and urinate?" And the person will be like, "Oh, okay." You know, they direct you to a place to do it. Have you ever entered to maybe a hotel and you don't know how the bathroom works? You don't know where to on the light? It's the mindset. Because I told you that whatever you see changes your mindset. Do you know how our culture was taken away from us? Do you know, not even our culture, our languages was taken away from us. When they came to colonize us, they could not speak our language. So they introduced their own language. Then we learned their language. And they told us that our language is useless and boring. But their language is the best. They didn't learn our language. We learned their own. We left our own language to learn their own. The same thing that happened when you came to this world. You left your own world, your own kingdom, language, your own kingdom mindset. Then you adapted to the kingdom of this earth mindset. And because of that, every reality that you're experiencing is controlled by this kingdom mindset. And Paul said, "No, my brother, deviate, transform yourself by reading the scripture that you may become the person that God ought you to become." He said, "Then will you know the perfect good of..." I want you to go to that Romans 12 verse 2. Let's finish it. You read our Amplify. It might be funny to you, but pay maximum attention to what I'm saying. Is someone there? We have many people in the... But no, Bible not talk about room. Someone should read our Amplify. Read if you are there. Yes, please read. Romans 12 verse 2. What translation? NLT. Read. He said, "Don't copy the behavior and custom That means it's not just about the behavior, it's the custom as well. Don't copy the behavior and the custom of this world. But allow God to transform you into a new person by changing your mindset. Keep reading. Only when your mindset has been changed will you know what God wants you to do. And you will know how good and pleasing and perfect is. Now, I want you to understand something here. You can't understand God until your mind has been changed. If you keep looking at the lineage where you came from, you will not know that you have been transferred. If you keep believing that my lineage is my great-grandfather was poor, my father was a farmer, he's a farmer, that me too, it's not just one plot of land. If I sell him, I use and go flex. If you had that mindset, if you have forgotten that you have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, that your source of lineage is now in heaven. How have we been caged in the spirit? How have we been caged in the spirit? The Bible didn't say my people perish for lack of prayer. Lack of knowledge. Because that knowledge is a mindset. Hello? Whatever your mind sees and accepts becomes what? Your reality. Whatever your mind sees and accepts becomes your reality. Have you ever wondered, when you are getting ready for a walk, I want us, because it happens in Christianity, you know, we talk about Christianity, because the judgment will start from us first. The judgment will not start from the world. It will start from us. We have to judge ourselves before we can judge the world. Is that correct? There's some scripture, people will just quote one scripture for me. I'll not ask them, wow. Say, hey now. Say, this is in the Bible. I know. Give me the verse. Show me the verse where this thing you are saying now, there for Bible. Say, one man of God, tell us now. So you are basing your reality on what you are told, not your reality on what you know is the truth. Hello, are we there? Open Colossians 3 verse 2 and hold it. Whatever your mind sees and accepts becomes your reality. Whatever your mind sees and accepts becomes your reality. But the Bible made us to understand that our reality can be changed. Are we there? The Bible made us to understand that our reality can what? Can what? Because if you're not paying attention, let us not waste our time. Oh, I'll spend my time going to go and pray. Why you spend your time going home? Hello? Let us pay attention, because any part of this teaching you miss, you might miss something big. And I want you to understand something. No matter what I'm saying, you are actually not hearing what I'm saying. Everybody, the word of God interprets something according to the situation you are passing in life. If I ask you to explain what I'm saying, you find out that all of us will explain in a different way. Because the Holy Ghost guides our understanding. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. Our mindset can be changed. We saw that in the book of Romans 12 verse 2. That Paul asked us to change our way of thinking. Now, can we read the book of Colossians? Colossians 3, 2. Now, he said, let heaven, Jesus. Hold on. Is someone else here with King James? Please, can you read? Let me amplify. Still hold on to your own. Thank you. He said, set your affection. What is affection? What did your translation say? He said, let heaven fill your thoughts. This one says, set your mindset, set your affection, set your attention on the things where? above and not the thing on the earth. That means that your mentality is to have the mindset that I am on earth, but I cannot be conformed by the things of this earth. I am on earth, but I cannot be conformed by the things of this earth. It's only in earth that there is poverty. It's only in earth that there is delay. It's only in earth that there is problem. It's only in earth that there is sickness. It's only in earth that there is earthquake. In heaven, it's not there. So if my eyes is set upon the things of God, then how can I see the things below? Hello? Look at me. Everybody just look at me. Are you seeing me? As you're looking at my forehead, are you seeing my shoe? Now look at my shoe. As I see my shoe, are you seeing my forehead? Where you set your mind determines what you see. If your mindset triggers failure, my brother, you will keep failing in life. There are some things you call failure that God is... Somebody called me on the phone, chatted me up on WhatsApp, on Facebook. He said, man of God, they are battling my business. They want to take my position. I said, madam, what if God wanted to promote you to another business? He said, I want the promotion. I said, then allow one to go. Sometimes we fight the move of God by ourselves. God is saying, it's time. They are going to plan something so they will remove you here. But I have a plan. When you are going home shedding tears or singing, I will connect you to someone that will ask you, what happened? And you tell the person, I just lost my job, but I believe God for a new one. And the person will say, oh, sorry, I'm looking for a secretary. Come and work in the oil company. I will pay you 50 million naira. But because your mindset thought that the biggest you can receive was 100,000 in that place, you limit God. If you have challenges in life, it's not the reason to blame God, it's the reason to know God. Your challenges in life are not reasons for you to run away from God. Since I've been praying, what has God done? And you are still breathing. It's our mindset. It's our mindset. Father, give me, I want to prophesy. Give me the gift of prophecy. I desire prophecy and God will answer in heaven. I have given it to you. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. But how many books have you read on prophecy? So, it's not about desiring those gifts. It's about knowing how to activate them because they are in you. He said, Timothy, my son, stir up the gift that I planted in you, that God planted in you when I laid my hands on you. So, that gift was dying. And Paul, through revelation, through word of knowledge, was able to discern that something about Timothy, a gift that was planted in him, was dying. Man of God, touch me so I can pray 3 hours. My brother, if I touch you from now to the next 100 days, you won't pray 3 hours. Nobody needs to touch you. You need to wake up and pray it. There are some mountains you don't climb, you walk through them. Jesus didn't say climb the mountain. He said you can say to this mountain, be uprooted. Jesus didn't say walk on water. He parted it. They walked on dry land. The thing is that in the situation of thing you are seeing, what is the mindset that is governing you around those things? The reason why someone will be walking like this on the road is because his mindset has not been tweaked to God yet. He said, since I was born, that's how they walk. Now that is my, that's just like this. So you are walking and dancing. That's how you are created. Wait till the Holy Ghost comes inside of you. That leg will start going down like this. It will start bending. Before you know it, you start walking. Because there is something about the Holy Ghost that transforms a man. There is something about the Holy Ghost that transforms a man. My family is poor. You are not poor. It's not written in the scripture. Jesus was, some people say, Jesus was a poor man. Holy Ghost fire. Who told you? A man that can feed 5,000 persons. Is he poor? Didn't do it once, did it twice. What do you mean by poor? A man that can speak to fish, fish will give him money. A man that can come to a river and say, oh, all the fish gather in the net. If money was his priority, he would make so much money. He was not here to make money. He was here to bring the kingdom of God down. We limit God because of our mindsets. Please, ma, read that part again. Read again. He said what? He said, let heaven fill your thoughts. He said, do not think only about things down here on earth. For you died with Christ. So when Christ died to this earth, you died with Christ. Excuse me, there's a word he used there. He said, your real life is hidden. So if your life is hidden in Christ, how come the devil is finding it? If your life is hidden in Christ, how come the devil is finding it? See, listen. Christ is not in me. I am in Christ. If Christ is in me, if you shoot me, I will die. But if I am hidden in Christ, as long as the skin of Christ cannot be penetrated, I can't be penetrated. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. There's something I want you to understand about that scripture. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And any tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. God is not going to condemn them for you. You will condemn them. Somebody told you will die tomorrow. You are worried. Haven't you heard that a cause that is costless cannot stand? Haven't you heard that if they cost you, I will cost them. If they bless you, I will bless you. How can a man sow seed in your hand and after sowing seed, the man become poor? Why? Because your mindset has been filtered, polluted. You saw testimony. Somebody gave the ministry 1,000 naira. The next day she got 20,000. Somebody gave 900 naira and got, was it 25,000? 900 naira. A lady gave 200 naira, got 15,000. You can't. Whatever you give, the hand multiplies it. So how come you gave to a man of God and you say the issue is still there? Your mindset has not been changed. The mindset you carry matters. My father was poor. My grandfather was poor. If you still remember that your father is poor, your mindset is poor. Because we have been translated. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. My father is not my father. My father is the source of all life. Where have you traced your generation to? I was first a citizen of heaven before I came to Nigeria. And I didn't come to Nigeria so that I would suffer in Nigeria. I came to Nigeria to make a difference in Nigeria. It's what I am. It is what you are. If the government refused to build us road, if the government has built road, life would have been better. My brother, if they take you to US, you still suffer. Because your mindset is already held captive. Haven't you heard the story about the woman that was telling, is it Bonds that built house? God has told you, Chinedu, come, Chinedu, start selling pure water. I will make you big. You say, God, how can I have 500,000 in my account? I'm selling pure water. I beg, let me go into electronics. And you go and it crumbles. God wants to make name for himself through that pure water. But you want to make name for yourself through 500,000. That's the reason why some people are looking for money. Nobody wants to start small. Everybody wants to blow. Because their mindset has been changed. The mindset you have. He said, do not allow. I love this translation. He said, let heaven. Please read it again. Let them hear. Let heaven. He didn't say, you know what is heaven? He said, let everything about heaven fill your thoughts. Sit down, man. Let everything about heaven fill your thoughts. If heaven has filled your thoughts, you can't see darkness. If heaven fill your thoughts, you can't see darkness. You had a dream. There was no clothes in your body. You wake up. You say, I've been stripped of my power. Shut up. Shut up. When the Bible says you are hidden in Christ, I'm naked, though. I'm the man of God. I'm naked. Your mindset is tuned to the wrong thing. Where was it written in the Bible that if you see yourself naked, you have been stripped of your power? I know God can speak to us in such manner. But that is the only time you can take such things serious is when it repeats itself over and over and over. And before it repeats itself over and over, you might have given the devil the room to project it. See, the devil cannot harm you until he gets your mind. The devil is so weak, he can't harm you until, if he gets your mind, he's as powerful as your mind. If you think I'm lying, go to your house, off the light. Start believing that there is the devil in that house. You will run out of that house. Only you will trigger devil. And you will start seeing things start moving. I'm telling you the truth. You know, say, what if the devil is with me here now? Then the first thing you do is that you go to the wall. In your mind, you want to have viewing points. That is when rat will pass. You will shout, everything will pass. Why? Your mindset. Your what? Your mindset. Yesterday, my car was stopped. Somebody just came from nowhere and told me, hey, pass this way, pass this way. The road, I just put my car sinked. I couldn't come out of my car. That was how deep it was. The person that directed me ran away. And after I say, Oga, now one of your boys directed me to pass here now. We're talking about Ring Road side. You know how bad that place is. I was inside the car. Everyone that said they will help you, nobody helped. Some people came, did their car. I said, oh boy, I'm going to leave here, Oga. Just find how you will take go. When it was around 6:30, some boy just came, muscular, just came, knocked on my door. Oga, if you stay here, you go remain here. Come on, what you go do? Before I know it, that's how my car was removed from that place. I don't know them from Adam. I can't remember their face. But one thing got to me, said, Emeka, I'm with you. Let me tell you, even that car was not towed out of that place, if I stay there, nothing will hurt me. It can't. It can't. In fact, that will be, who knows, that day might be the day I'll have an encounter with Christ. Because I'm all alone. What are you afraid of? And why are you afraid of those things? Your mindset. You open shop, you are thinking, I don't know whether if I will sell today. Automatically, you are programmed failure for that day. Your reality is not the earth realm. Your reality is the heavenly realm. Ephesians 1 chapter 3. Someone should read it for me. Mindsets. Oh, yeah, read. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is English language. Did the Bible say who will? Is that what it said? He said, who, what? Who has? Who has blessed us? Did he say with some spiritual blessings? With every spiritual blessings. You know, when we talk about the sword of God, you know what that means? It's called the spirit word. Spell sword, S-W-O-R-D. If you remove the S, it is word. The S is spirit. Spiritual word, spirit word. That is why when the devil comes to you, you bring the shield of faith and you use the word of God as your sword. Hello? So that means everything we are asking God for has been given to us and buried in us. The Bible says, in us shall flow what? Rivers of living water. It is a rivers of dead water. Let me see. It's not boast. It's what God has given. You can't connect with this ministry and remain the same. In fact, if you remain the same, we will beat you. Because it means your mindset has not been changed. Are you understand what I'm saying? There's one thing, our daddy apostle Joshua Selman says, he said, you can't meet me and remain the same. Before a man utters such word, there is something he has known. The Bible says, he that receives a prophet as a prophet will receive the prophet reward. If you are here thinking I'm a pastor, you can't receive anything from me because I'm not a pastor. The Bible was clear. Why did the Bible say he that received a prophet as a prophet will receive? Why didn't he say he that received a man of God as a man of God? He said he that receives a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet. That means prophets have rewards to give to people. That was why Paul was able to lay hand and transfer gifts to somebody. That was why Paul said that I can't wait to come so that I will give you some spiritual gifts. And then you're going to give to you. And I activate somebody. It was not God that revealed to Elisha that by this time tomorrow, the so-so-so-so will be available. He spoke it. And because if it was God, that man would not have died, because the man challenged him. He said, in fact, it will happen. You will see, but you will not eat of it. Took the life of the man. How dare you doubt the word of a prophet? We have been taught that prophets are false. That's why someone can go to Facebook. You saw what Prophet George did to one young boy. The boy commented. He placed the curse on the boy. And that curse is following the boy. Oh, you don't know? The boy only comments. The boy did. He told him. He prophesied to the boy. Then placed the curse. He told him, this is the reason why your father, your blah, blah, blah. The boy stopped commenting. But that curse has been placed. I even begged him. He didn't even reply me. How can Benson, that was that, Daddy Benson, come and post something. You come and say, Daddy, you are lying. You will die that night. It's because they are merciful now. Not everyone is merciful. Not everyone is merciful. But one of the things we must understand is the mindset. Haven't you wondered, those that come to social media to insult other men of God, are they not church members? So who is pastoring them? Who is pastoring them? The pastor will quote, they will read. They don't know that the scriptures, your eyes can be opened to a scripture. Jesus. Let me give you an example. If you see yourself as a failure, you have already failed. Proverbs. Go to the book of Proverbs 23, verse 7. King James. If you see yourself as a failure, you have failed already. Hello? Am I shaking some tables? With the things on the table fall? The table I'm shaking, with that thing on the table fall? King James, read for me. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thank you. He said, you can sit down. He said, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Please, the man here include man and woman. As a person thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think failure, heaven will accept it. Matthew 18, verse 18. Let's see. So if you think failure, failure follows you. Read. Anyone read? Read, read. Matthew 18, verse 18. It's a very lesson unto you. Whatsoever you shall, what? Bind on earth. And whatsoever you shall lose on earth. Keep reading. And again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth. Thank you. Sit down. Do you know one thing, that it's not just about the two of us agreeing. A man is made up of how many things? The spirit, the soul, and the body. So a man is the tripartite in himself. If you agree, the Holy Ghost agrees too. God has given his yes. You present your yes. If you agree that you are a failure, because you think it in your heart that you are a failure. See, whenever you start thinking a particular thing, you start building that thing in the spirit. It's called the power of imagination. So if you wake up and say, the first business I did failed, my brother, you never do business reaching me where failed. Some of you might have a bigger record, congrats, but to some extent, I know, sir, I don't do business where I invest no less than 20 something million in it. Failed. Swiss Golden, failed. Friend died, failed. Friend I gossip, failed. Friend I talks, failed. Which one again? Friend I store, that time, failed. Friend I TV, failed. They were all booming, but there was no money. Because the mindset, although my mindset was so positive, but why are they failing? Because I've not understood the scripture. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything should, as I am now, any business I touch can never fail. It's impossible. It can't fail. It doesn't have the legal right to fail. Why would it fail? How can it? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It can't. There's a difference between it might not. No, this one is it can't. It can't fail. Because the business does not have the legal right. Not, in fact, how can it fail? When after I built it, I will assign one angel to it. Your mindset. Some persons say, I don't even know how many angels that follows them. But a native doctor can just walk past you. A native doctor can tell you how many demons that follows him every day. Are you aware? They know how many demons that follows them. And they know how to conjure certain principalities. You think you see them calling different names when they are making incantation? You think you're just praising? They are summoning each spirit and they know how to conjure them. You, some of the angels you have are dominant. They don't even know how to. They don't even know their. At the idea, ask you. I say, I need Father, give me finances. The angel will say, I am here. Just send me. He said, Father, give me finances. God is saying, the angel is with you. Just speak to him. Your mindset. Number two, if you think it's impossible, if you think it is impossible for you to be healed, it will be impossible for you to be healed. Mark 9:23. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Are you there? Please read. He said, what do you mean if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes. Did he say, if a believer, I believe now? Because he was not talking to a believer. The reason why a man will bring fowl and bring the fowl up and say, as I break the neck of this fowl, I break the neck of Okafor. The reason why a man can say such, as I break the neck of this fowl, I break the neck of so person, is because the man believed. So, what is happening to our mindset? You can see that, man. What is happening to our mindset? So, what is happening to our mindset? Because whatever is happening to our mindset takes, if you can't guide, that's why the Bible says, guide your mind with all what? Diligence. Because out of it proceeded what? Your mind is the gateway to God and to the devil. Who told you you were sick? Have you ever wondered why Elijah was on his way going? Why he was tired? An angel appeared, gave him food. Say, eat, for where you are going is far. He was still going. Later, they woke him up again, give him food. But when he gets in front of God, when he came in front of God, God said, why are you here? Excuse me. Does it mean the angel operated without God knowing? But God is saying, why are you here? Haven't you wondered? Haven't you pondered on that? The mindset he had was that Jezebel will kill me. And this was the same man that called down fire from heaven. He said, am I better than all the rest, the same that are gone? Take me home. He wants to go home. And God said, very well. Now go and meet Elisha and anoint him. He will replace you. If you want to go home, you can go home now. But I don't want you to go yet. A man was praying one day in the mountain, and God showed him what he ought to do. Him and Apostle Joshua Selman. So God showed him his future and what he has to do in the world. He told God he doesn't want to. He wants to go home. Apostle Joshua Selman came, he spoke with him and told him that he's going. 7 days later, he died and went back. Oh, you don't know. You don't know you can go home. How did Benson Idaosa live? Have you read the story of how he died? He knew he was going to go. He preached the message about him going. And he, when he was going, he said, give me a glass of juice. While he was in the meeting, he told them that he's about to leave. He said, Father, hand my spirit over to you. And he just kicked off. He left. How would you go? Daddy Bishop, Daddy David Oyedepo, God told him that the day you announce a successor, 5 years later you will go. So when he wants to go now, he just announce someone and leave. Don't go without announcing, without giving the baton to someone else. Our mindset matters. Haven't you heard the story that when witches gathered and said that they were having meeting, Idaosa heard it. He knew that the witches around the world are coming to have meeting. Idaosa heard it. He went to national television and said, that meeting will not hold. That meeting is cancelled. One man stood and said, a meeting of witches. Only the one in your neighborhood is just crying at night. You are shouting Jesus, blood of Jesus. A group that is legions of witches announced that they are coming. They are not afraid now. You saw the crusade that somebody posted online. Native doctors and pastors are having prayer meeting or something. Body of Christ. And they did a flyer. One of the native doctors' name was, is it something you could call something? You can imagine. And he said, you do not stand. And the man said something. The man that was organizing the meeting said that even if God come, he can't stop the meeting. There was a said, God doesn't need to come. That is why I am here. That is why I am here. A man stood. And they called for a debate. They called them for an interview. As they were talking, he said, wait, hold on. This man, the Bible says, suffering not a witch to live. If you're a witch, I will kill you now. You will die. Are you a witch? The man said, I'm not a witch. Because if the man said, I'm a witch, the other would say, you will die this night. And that man would die. The other was creating so many confusion in Benin. And his grandmother told him, he said, ah, my son, please, cut down this thing you are doing. They will kill you. Ah, they said, let me warn you. He said, because the person that warned me, because you just told me this, in the head of your fraternity is dead. The man died. Instantly. Haven't you read? Then I don't understand. One man had the mindset that as he is in Christ, he is a dominator. Who is haunting you when you are hidden in Christ? What is the mindset you carry? I told you that some people are doing slave queens because they have not prayed. That's how you pray. Sleeping will walk out of you. You know that sleeping is a demon spirit. You don't know. Most of the fashions you see are given them by demons. Don't you understand? All you see is not all there is. I speak this by my knowing that if you enter a club, if there are 100 persons, 20% of them are not humans. apart from the ones that came to take some dead people's destiny. These ones are purely not human. And they can just sit beside you and take something, smoke, and say, do you want? Try it, it's going to be good to you. You take and start, and all of a sudden, that brother started smoking. The mindset you carry. What is that thing that you have been feeding your mind on? What is that thing that you have been feeding your mind that works you, that controls you? The Bible said, as many that are led by the Spirit, they are the Son of God. If you are led by the Spirit, sin will be very far from you. The reason why you still lie to your director. You just came to office. Why are you late? The thing is that my mother was sick. You forgot that your mouth is prophecy. You just prophesied that that woman is sick. Then after you did, you now say, God, I cancel that sickness. It will not work. My brother, the devil has heard it. You have spoken the word. It shall stand. The Bible said that for you shall decree a word and it shall come to pass. So why do you decree? I want to withdraw it back. He said the power of life and death lies in your tongue. Every time you call your son, you act like a goat. You are very stubborn. And you wonder why the head of the boy is so strong like a goat. Whereas you, the father and the mother, you have authority over the child. So you prophesy those things into the life of that child. What mindset do you carry? You carry the mindset that any business I put fail. Everything you touch will fail. What is the mindset? Some people, their mindset, they program their mind that as I'm walking on the road, I'll pick 2 million. How does God bless you that way? He said, I want you to start little. I am delighted in you starting small. Some persons are willing to go and borrow 10 million to start up a business they know nothing about. And at the end of the day, blame God. You think it's every door that opens is from God? There are some money that they give to you that is not from God. How can you pray to God to give you a job, and when the job comes, you no longer have time to serve God? How? Don't you know that even the devil answers prayers? When they make incantation, don't you know it's called prayer? What is the mindset that you carry? What is the mindset that you carry? To share you something, you can buy a clothes. The clothes you are wearing explains your whole life story. There was a day, how many of you were here? The day we prophesied with someone's phone number. How many of you were here? You were here? With the phone number of someone. And the phone number carried the life story of that person. So we did one with you. Your son came with the clothes. And everything the son was putting on that clothes was a story about the family. Nothing just happens. Or just ranokata me. The mindset you carry. What is the mindset that you carry? Is it the mindset of weakness? That's why you are walking on the road, you see calabash, you just shift. Your mindset is poor. That could be your father that is tied there. And you say, Tufiakwa, people are very wicked. Who knows who they tie? Lose that person. That is the reason why the angel made that your car to stop. So you can walk to go and find a mechanic on your way. You will see that thing. But you dodged it. And the angel said, how can I speak to this young man? Some people weaken their angels because of their mindsets. Some of the connections you meet while you're on your way, a brother meets you and give you a word of wisdom. That connection was connected by an angel so that your spirit can be motivated. Some people, if they don't want to pray, they deceive themselves. They say, even God can hear 5 minutes prayer. Haven't you heard that Jesus said, can't you tarry with me even at least for an hour? That means the lowest he was talking about was an hour. Haven't you seen the story of Elijah when he prayed to cease the rain? Did he prayed 5 minutes and stopped? No, he prayed and said, check. They checked, there was no rain. He continued praying. You as you are praying, your phone is ringing, you pick it. And they pray now. Just call me back like 1 hour time. 1 hour time. How will the Father feel? Sometimes you can just turn on. So the person hear you pray, it is still fine. The person persists on calling. So the person knows you are praying. But that one that you pick and you now, I'm not saying if it's an emergency call, you can pick. God is making. But if you know you don't have the ability to stable yourself in the place of prayer again, don't pick that call. Let me shock you what you don't know that happens to us. Whenever you begin to pray, when you begin to pray, all of a sudden, you start losing focus of whatever is happening around you. That is when you begin to enter the atmosphere of prayer. And the moment that thing starts happening, before you know it, distractions start coming. Children start crying. Children start making noise. When you try to close your ears to them and you keep on praying, someone will come and knock on your door. All they need is for that prayer to stop. The moment you open that door, you come back, the atmosphere is gone. See, one little sound, one little extra mistake of sound from this keyboard, you will lose the atmosphere. It is prophetic. God dwells in an orderly place. That's why the Bible says a carnal man is a believer, but his mindset is twisted. A carnal man cannot understand the things of the Lord. Some people, when they ask them to pray, they sit down, they don't know what to pray. How can you not know what to pray? How can? In this world that we are in, you don't know what to pray. Pray for me. Pray for me. If you wake up any day, you are tired of praying, you have energy, but you don't know what to pray. Pray for me. Some of us are no longer praying for ourselves. We are praying for our generations. Some of us, we are praying for the prophet that will rise. You read the story of the man that went to hell. You watched it. The reason why he was saved was because of the prayer of his mother. He said, no, I promised the mother. The reason why Solomon was saved was because of Abraham. The thing Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David did. God did not say, I am the God of Solomon. He said, I am the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. These are men that stood. A man was on his way going. He said, wife, children, go this way. I am going here. How did he know he was about to encounter God? He set himself apart and God appeared and he wrestled with God. And God broke his ribs. He was still and God said, Kai, you have fought against God and against man and you have won. Henceforth, your name is no longer Jacob but Israel. A man became a nation. Who are you? Who are you? I've seen a man that you walk up to his house. We tell the man, oh God, we want to buy something. He said, I'm going to church. What you are about to buy is close to 1 point something million. He said, Oga, I'm going to church. Go to another store and buy it. No other store has it. He said, except you wait. The persons, they have to wait for him. He went to church, finished and came back and sold his goods. Do you have that kind of faith? You that if you see 10,000, your body is shaking. Hey, I will lose this customer. Oh, it's God that sent it. Don't you know that devil can send a customer? Haven't you seen a customer that will come? They will not buy anything. They will stay in your shop. They will price. Oh God, I want to go to church. He said, don't worry, I'll pick one now. On his way going, he come back again. Before you know, before you come to church, everything. He just said, Father, you know my heart. He doesn't know your heart. You don't entertain such. Oh God, please walk out of my office. You don't need, I do it. People that know me will tell you I do it. Oh God, I want to go to church. Leave my office. Some people will come. I say, I'm meditating. Stay outside. If you want to wait for me, wait. It's an atmosphere. You don't come and pollute it. You have to sanctify your house. When you enter your house, what is the first voice you hear? Who speaks to you? Who greets you? Just open your door and enter carelessly. That's why my wife will tell you now. There are some songs you don't even play in my house. My elder brother came and played a song. I told him, my elder brother's older than me with 5 years. I said, we don't play this kind of song here. He just gently switched it. He said, because there's no program doing now. Let me switch. We just switched it. He understood. Your own house, you condole anything because your mindset has not been set. There are frequencies that bring the presence of God. Have you ever wondered why you walk into a room all of a sudden the hunger to pray comes upon you? You start praying. Before you know it, you are praying for an hour. Before you know it, you are pressed on to 2 hours. When you are done with such prayer, you start feeling good of yourself. You know that prayer is sweet. There is joy in prayer. A man of God, you came to my office, you prayed over my business. It's not growing. There is what they call process. Be careful when you pray for God to increase your faith. Because when God wants to increase your faith, He sends tribulations. He allows them to come so that your faith can be increased. Rather, ask God to give you the gift of faith. If it is a gift, it is carried by grace. You got it. You catch him. The Bible says we are tempted by what we desire. The book of James is what you desire that you are tempted with. If you desire money, devil will tempt you with money. If you desire women, devil will, everything you see on Facebook will be women. Haven't you wondered why you go to Jumia, for example, and see a shoe? You come to Facebook, that should start coming on your Facebook timeline. You've not noticed the technology that is going on. Everything you're doing on your Google is being spied on. Because in their own mindset, they're trying to help you. But that is a distraction. And Facebook only, whatever you like is what Facebook keeps feeding you. Have you noticed it? If you like Bible things, anytime someone quotes something about the Bible, it comes to your timeline. So if you like stupid things fill your timeline. Our mindsets. Are we blessed? Because if we are to pray, there must be a reason. One of the prayers I always pray was, Father, I want the mind of Christ. Until one that found it in the scripture that we have given the mind of Christ. I was praying it. And God knows I was honestly wishing for that. I said, God, that kind of mind that you have, you know, when Jesus left, you don't need it in heaven anymore. Give me to carry it. And one day I was reading the scripture, the Bible said, we have the mind of Christ. I was like, whoa. Come, let me tell you something. Do you know that the spirit you have knows everything? The spirit that is inside of you knows everything. When I prophesy not just because it is revealed, but because I enter into my spirit and I begin to fish from my spirit to speak to that which I've already been programmed. In the eyes of God, nothing is new. And your spirit knows everything He knows. Your soul sees in parts, not your spirit. Your spirit operates in full. That is why you can have a dream. In that dream, the person you are talking to is your brother, but in the reality is not your brother. In the realm of the spirit, that person is your brother in the spirit. Haven't you seen some children that they don't know why in their dreams they have a brother? Until when they grow up, their mother will tell them that, before I gave birth, you had a miscarriage. Those children are not gone. God, in the eyes of God, nothing wastes. There's a reason why certain flowers have certain colors. Because that certain colors attract certain insects. It's only in your eyes that certain things grow for nothing. Who plant weeds? But it grows. Because weeds help the atmosphere that you breathe in. If not, some people want to build a house there, they will clear everything. But weed just grows. And you call it stubborn grass. Cut it down and lose your breath. And have your seat, sir. Hello. Are we getting blessed? What is your mindset? Because I'll be stopping my teaching here. It's very long. Just don't miss it. It's going to be serious. When we are done with this series, your mind will be explosive. The witch, that witch that can press me, has not been created and cannot be created. I don't understand. Where do you want to start to press? We have authority. My spiritual father will always tell me, Emeka, if they do too much, kill them, but don't kill them. And I'm like, I don't understand. Kill them, but don't kill them. Never sometimes we give them warning. There was a witch that confessed there that time. Confessed and died. Have they buried him? Have they buried the person? They have not. Confessed and died. On a back hand, you go to throw him. So one day, what we did was, we didn't wish him dead, we just returned back. Is that correct? We only took what he sent and returned it back to him. And he made him to confess and die. But that thing, he has been sending to someone else. We prefer they repent. My brother, you have the authority to kill them. It has been given to you. But let them repent. It is more creditable when they repent. They will share some of the secrets that can help us to grow. But when they persist and wait for another one, because you know they keep replacing. Some people believe that when they travel, let me share this before I go. Some people believe that when they travel to abroad, the witches in Africa will leave them. Alabotu. Let me tell you one of the secrets of witches. What they do is that they place a mark on your forehead. The same way God places a mark on our forehead. They place a mark on your forehead. Any witch that sees you know that you are wanted to be killed. So if you travel abroad, the witches in abroad will attack you. You are wanted. There's a spiritual list where they write wanted. You are wanted in the spirit. You don't know. Do you know how when you cast a demon out, he goes to... There was something I read that shocked my mind. The demon pleaded with Christ. He said, do not cast us to the bottomless pit. Because if they enter there, they will never come out. They would have been judged already. He said, have you come to judge us before the time? He said, please don't cast us to the bottomless pit. If they enter there, they can't come out. And he said, just allow us to go to the pigs. Because they know if the pigs die, they can host another place. Demons can host in a pig. Oh, if I'm like Kuzela in this part. Demons can enter an animal and host there and wait till he finds a body and enters the body. They don't tell you those ones. You like dog, but you still be behaving like dog. I'm not saying that dogs are bad. Get my point. That is why some people just be kissing dog on Facebook. Like, hey. Some people even give the dog. You saw the way a woman wedded with the dog? He's everywhere. She wedded with a dog. Life wedding with a dog. Indirectly, she is a dog. And she'll be dreaming where she is with a dog. Mindsets. It's because you don't know that things are happening now. There are battles going on. Let me tell you this. There are realms in the spirit that if you enter, if you are killed in that realm, you die physically. I've seen it. The Lord have told me about it and I've seen it. I've seen demons that are like monkeys. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen the realm where you enter, there is constant war. I've seen it. There are realms where there is constant war. Angels and demons are battling constantly. Forget it. All you see is not all there is. God has finished everything. But God will not force you into the reality of what He has finished. You will enter that reality and operate from His reality. He said, raise up your shield of faith that you may quench the dots of the enemies. So if you don't have the shield of faith, the dots of the enemy will penetrate you. Can we be on our feet? The prayer is, Father, my mindset, Help me work on my mindset. Enlighten my understanding, Father. Enlighten my understanding, Father. Begin to pray it. You must start seeing yourself with the mindset of Christ. In the eyes of Christ, all things are possible. So in your eyes, all things are possible. You don't need to be 35 years to start working miracles. The Bible said this sign shall follow them that believe. So the moment you believe, the mindset must be changed. Don't worry about your shop. Don't worry about the business. Pray now. Pray now. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Begin to charge yourself in the spirit. Begin to charge yourself in the spirit. Begin to charge yourself in the spirit. You must come to the understanding of the scriptures of the Lord. I hear it. Wage war. Wage war. See, I don't care what stopped others. I don't care what has prevented others from growing. I don't care. But today you activate a mindset and you begin to see yourself with a sword of the word of the Lord.
Elohim Adonai, Elohim.
Pray in the spirit while I chant.
Elohim Adonai, Elohim, Elohim Adonai, ah, Elohim, Elohim Adonai, ah, Elohim, Elohim Adonai, ah, Elohim.
Those things that are your problem, those things that are your challenges, see you.